This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and the armor workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that includes all the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women behind the wheels of those 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the program anywhere else, you can hear it right there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and back from the break, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, we talked a lot about General Milley and the California recall in the first hour. Right now we're going to kind of bring everybody up to speed on Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who yesterday testified in front of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee. And, of course, they were evaluating the United States and withdrawing from Afghanistan and wanted to know what he had to say. And the Democrats were just throwing him softball questions, but the Republicans were out there for blood. My God, they had him scrambling. They really did.
Well, that's right. And again, it seems to follow the same lines of, we needed to end the war and this kind of stuff. But a lot of times, Captain, I think that he, just as with the congressional or House panel, Antony Blinken didn't seem to really be in real command of all the different things that you would expect. And of course, the Democrats lob the softballs because it's their chance to make their statement and dig at the Trump administration and stuff like that. One of the things that really struck me, though, especially in the congressional, on the House side of it, was the idea that he said that they inherited a deadline but not a plan.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's not true, and there was no real deadline because it was fluid, and it was based on results and conditions. But they're just happy as clams to put this kind of stuff out there because they can only still run against Donald Trump. Kind of the same thing of Gavin Newsom. He's a Trump clone and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you mean Larry Elder.
Well, Newsom saying that or Biden even calling him a Trump clone.
Now, from a defiant red state governor and a fiery congressman to a prominent conservative author, President Joe Biden has a new descriptive name. You know what it is?
The dictator or tyrant, yeah.
Dictator.
Yeah.
Yep, dictator. I thought that was kind of interesting to mention that. By the way, retail surveys now show that more than 3.2 million Americans, pardon me, bought their first gun in the first half of this year.
Well, that's something. And here we are. I mean, this is especially, you know, after 2020 and so forth, but we're still looking for the first part of this year for a lot of these COVID restrictions
personal,
to come off.
Personal protection.
But that's right. And also because why? Because you've got people out there saying defund the police, demonize the police.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up the money.
Yep.
You know why?
Why is that?
Let's see. That's... 1,000, that's million, that's billion. $3.5 trillion in federal tax collections through August has set a new record for the money the government took in.
Yes, and you know, here's the sad part of that. It's not even enough, right, for the Democrats.
Over here.
That's right. It's just not enough. And, you know, with all the spending that's been done through COVID and so forth, and now the proposed spending, you know, this they can't confiscate everybody's wealth at this point and still have enough. We're going into debt like we've never seen. This is going to weaken us for sure, and it's going to put our geopolitical adversaries in a very good position.
Now, let me run this by and see what you think. When leftists force their agenda on the unwilling... It's considered good science-directed government, right?
Right.
Except when they ignore the science.
Well, that's right. That's because what we've seen, Captain, over the last year and a half, science is no longer a thing. It is now a political brand. And the Democrats and the far left have now usurped it. And if you don't agree with them, you're anti-science. And this is, you know, it's Orwellian to a great degree.
And speaking of political, a judge has blocked a medical worker vaccines mandate in New York State right now. So they're sitting there. They don't need to worry about getting their mandatory shot.
Right. Well, again, this is how we need to work things out the right way in our country. You know, we have a good history now, it seems, with the vaccine. We know a lot about it. But at the same time, is the government in a position to force people to do things?
Yeah. And we're going to break. And folks, again, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, again, in case you're just joining us and you don't know, Gavin Newsom has retained his seat. He has, the voters in California have chosen not to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom. He will remain in office, and it's 65% said no, and 34.9% said yes. The no's have it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll take it right away and remind everybody that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow Company. Now, MyPillow.com is a website. All you got to do is go over to that website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff he's got there, and he's got some great items there at just some insanely low prices. And it'll say, enter your promo code to get the price. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. That's the word. Captain is your promo code. And if you don't want to do it on the internet, many people don't want to buy things off the internet. I get it. I understand it. But I will give you their phone number. You can do it that way. If you got any questions, this is the way to do it anyway. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. That's the telephone number, so that you can either order something over there or you can ask any questions that you want. And again, the promo code will always be Captain, MyPillow.com. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, embedded on the telephone line, we have got Mary. So let me go to Mary. Okay there, Mary, what you got a question? Go right ahead.
First for Kyle, condolences for California. But the second thing is, for the picks that President Trump is endorsing, it looks like he's going for Liz Cheney's opponent, which is great for Wyoming, and he's given her his endorsement. But in Ohio, it looks like J.D. Vance going against Josh Mandel. And for people out there that try to help Trump or try to just want to help him, it looks like Josh Mandel is the way to go. I think J.D. Vance had some problems with calling Trump supporters racist a few maybe years ago. But that's what I wanted to ask you about. But if people get together, try to help Trump with some of his picks. Thank you.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I think, generally speaking, I think Donald Trump is going to he's gonna pick who he wants to pick, basically.
Yeah, and he's made a serious mistake down here in my backyard in 4 to 13. I'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. So it may be more school hard knocks, perhaps, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, now Donald Trump, of all things, endorsed Anna Paulina Luna. And I have a letter here from Amanda Mackey, who she sent to all of the people out there, including Anna Paulina Luna. She says, "Let me be very clear. I support President Trump and his policies 100%. That's why while Luna disappeared after badly losing the 2020 election," which is true, and by the way, she said that Charlie Crist had done something to cause her the election. No, she was just a poor candidate. Amanda goes on to say, "I volunteered as an election security attorney for President Trump in a Wisconsin recount." Yes, she did. Here's the truth about Anna Paulina Luna in her own words. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "She is able to take on different personalities depending on what image I'm going for. I think getting into character of what you are selling is super important." Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. In other words, she's an actress.
Yeah.
And then the synthetic phoniness is exactly what Luna's using to try to trick Florida Republicans in this election. Luna twice supported the Obama-Biden ticket. That's true. And now she's playing a new character, even making up a new last name for herself to get what she wants. It is a game to her. She's played her whole adult life, and it's not working. Our district has already been subjected to phony Charlie Crist, who betrayed our party and is now trying to take out our fantastic Governor Ron DeSantis. That's not going to happen. Let's be honest, Luna is just Crist in a skirt, and our district can't afford that. Okay,
well,
that's the letter. And by the way, the other thing is Luna was in court yesterday over some accusations that she had made accusing people of some things, and she got countersued, and that was in court yesterday. Nothing has been decided yet, but the information back and forth has been presented, and that's another problem. So there you go. So Donald Trump isn't always going to get it right, but he needs to pay a little bit more attention and vend his candidates a little bit more because he's chosen a loser in that person.
Well, right. And so, again, you know, but also by the same token, Donald Trump is not a career politician. As I said, school of hard knocks, and it's terrible. You don't want to really have to go through that because of the stakes that are involved in these things. To some degree, yes, I think Donald Trump is going to only get better at making these picks.
Now, who in the White House is controlling Joe Biden's speeches and words?
There's a cabal somewhere on a conference room somewhere.
Who's the puppeteer?
Well, I think that depends. I think in the sense of someone who's directly in the White House or someone who's not in the White House but maybe pulling the strings.
How about Valerie Jarrett in the basement of the Obama dwelling,
right,
and Susan Rice, who's there, who used to be called the enforcer?
Right. Right. Oh, exactly. You know, there's got to be a reason, Captain, why Joe Biden continues to say, I can only call on these people, or I'm supposed to stop talking.
I'm not supposed to say that.
That's right. And they're cutting the feeds because he's now going to say something that's not vetted, that's not already scripted. This is huge stuff.
Now, who was supposed to be at the Senate hearing yesterday to testify and wasn't there?
Who was that?
The Defense Department Secretary Lloyd Austin. Mm-hmm. So the senior ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Senator Menendez from New Jersey, said that he's going to subpoena the Department of Defense Secretary Austin for not appearing at the Afghanistan hearing, which means he's going to have to show up.
Well, exactly. Well, of course, they want to get the Afghanistan story off the charts here as fast.
Yeah, the Democrats want to get it off the charts, but
well,
not the
exactly.
Republicans.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But do you see how these things are spun? You know, Captain, there was a time, I think, in our country where if something like this were to have occurred, this kind of debacle, this kind of, you know, mismanagement isn't even a right,
yeah.
right term. But
no.
So many people would be involved in getting to the bottom of it. Now it's just a partisan thing.
Are you holding onto your seat?
Yeah.
Okay. Antony Blinken yesterday said $64 million in humanitarian aid for the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan will not go to the Taliban. Okay? Want to bet?
I think that's where the laughing man comes on.
Just a minute. Here's your cue. Okay, let me read this again, and that's a great thing. Okay, here we go. Blinken yesterday said $64 million in humanitarian aid for the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan will not go to the Taliban. Okay, cue the laughing man. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yep.
That sums it up.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. You betcha,
yeah.
Because there's no way in God's... If you hand the Taliban money, oh, that's okay. They're just going to use it to feed their people and to give them heat and to send you... No, they're not.
No, they're going to strengthen them even further. You can't hide behind the notion that, well, we're working with NGOs and so forth, because where's the proof in the pudding here? How are you going to monitor that? What does it mean when the money actually goes to the Taliban instead of to the people supposedly that's going to go to? There's no teeth to back any of this stuff up.
No.
And the American people, I think, sit back and say, oh my gosh. I mean, to say that this is a disaster is an understatement.
Yeah, and I just had a question here from Rick in Philadelphia. Okay, Rick. Rick is asking me, it says, isn't Milley guilty of treason? Well, I can't answer that specifically, but I can tell you that he's definitely, if any of this is true, that's dereliction of duty. And by the way, this is actually an Article 94 to the Universal Code of Military Justice, and Article 94 is mutiny or sedition.
Well, right. I mean, and I got to tell you, I'm really not trying to be funny for funny's sake here. But, I mean, gee, Captain, I didn't know that you could just set up your own military junta and then usurp the power of the presidency and call up our geopolitical adversaries and tell them, hey, we got your back.
Yeah,
you know, what's that all about?
Not once. Twice.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take you to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Communities in Louisiana still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida are bracing for more rain from Tropical Depression Nicholas. The storm made landfall overnight as a Category 1 hurricane on the coast of Texas with winds of up to 95 miles an hour. Hundreds of thousands were left without power, and the storm surge flooded many low-lying areas along the coast. Forecasters say Nicholas could drop 5 to 10 inches of rain as it moves further inland across southern Louisiana and Mississippi, with up to 20 inches possible in some areas. And for the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the U.S. has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. 90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's my buddy Mark Walters. Don't forget you can catch him and the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on many of these same stations. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, and I'm one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, you got a car, got a truck. How about maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? Well, you can bundle all that stuff together with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance and save yourself a boatload of money, too. So think about doing that. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. All you got to do is save a little bit of money along the way. You might be pleasantly surprised. They did it for me. They can do it for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. You gotta love it when a plan comes together, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says we're going to have a constitutional showdown over Biden's vaccine mandates.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. And again, you know, Captain, it just seems like, again, the heavy-handedness that the Biden administration is using. The speech the other day was completely divisive. It didn't help to win anybody's hearts and minds. Sometimes I think the conclusion we come to maybe inevitably, is that they don't really want to have a meeting of the minds on any of this. It's as if he's trying to, and I hate to say this, it's as if he's trying to stir up division and trouble, you know, as opposed to trying to really unify the country in any way.
Now, the friendly skies haven't exactly been zooming back and forth with any more of these Afghanistan refugees coming into the U.S. You've noticed that, right?
Right.
The reason for that is because of measles. And I did say measles.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was measles that they discovered. There was one case we reported on just a few short days ago, and now it seems like it's getting to be more.
It's up near half dozen to a dozen, somewhere in that range, just enough to where, you know, all it takes is if you don't quarantine the people, all it takes is, you know, less than that. By the way, folks, North Korea launched two ballistic missiles again out into the Sea of Japan. Apparently they went some 250 miles, but these are missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. So they're showing everybody that, hey, look at me, I'm North Korea.
Well, exactly right. Japan, of course, has roundly condemned the launching, you know, concern about stability in the region. It's a threat to peace and security is what they said, and they're right. But here we go. These kinds of things are starting to heat up. You know, China, of course, in the news because of this book about General Milley and so forth, but they are looking at Taiwan. And the Taiwanese, they're actually running their own defense drills, and they're taking off and landing jet fighter planes on roadways, not at the airports, but they're planning for that. They're training for that.
Right.
They are absolutely serious as our attack with this stuff.
Right. Now, the Arizona Attorney General has sued the Biden administration over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Right.
Wonder where that's going to go.
Well, again, I think it's going to, it is an interesting thing, though, to see what happened in California, because I think that will color a lot of how these things go. But as far as...
But California's not permanent, it's just an injunction.
Well, exactly. But in terms of how the voters in California viewed the COVID-19, the things that were done, not just the lockdowns, but the other precautions or other things that are being taken, it seems that it's still a very serious thing to the voters. But that being said, I think you'll also see that some of these lawsuits, when they go through the courts, I think you'll see the courts err on the side of the mandates because of the pandemic. It's a matter of public safety. That will, I think, will be their viewpoint on it.
Speaking of the pandemic, according to immigration officers, the COVID-19 vaccine is now mandatory for anyone applying for a U.S. green card.
Yes, very interesting. Very interesting. We'll see a lot more of these kinds of things. I think that's going to be driven, especially with international travel. But we have seen some pullback, as we mentioned before, in Great Britain, where they've now pulled back about the vaccine passports for going to large venues and so forth.
Exactly. And for our governor here in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, has said that local governments could face a $5,000 fine for imposing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. He is not enforcing the mandate down here. If Joe Biden puts it in, he says we're not going to do it. Florida's not going to do it.
Right, and he's been very consistent with that. And I think that, and again, we're going to get a few months and another year down the road, and that's going to, it's going to be a boon or a bust, as it were, for how this is going to pan out. We haven't got there yet.
Now, did you give yourself about a 10% pay increase?
I wish.
Because consumer price hikes have softened to about 5.4% for the month of August. However, they could go up at any time because of the fact that oil and gasoline, yesterday in my backyard, for the first time, gasoline went over $3 a gallon.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, again, these high prices are here and they're here to stay for the foreseeable future.
And the consumer price hikes that have softened, now the annual inflation will stay stubbornly high coming up here around 5.4 to 6%, at least for the next month or so, depending on what happens. So be prepared, folks. Prices on your grocery items and whatnot are going back up again.
Well, exactly right. And just at a time when, obviously, people need to be able to help to spend, drive the economy, I think it, some of the inflation doing what it's doing is going to make people decide to maybe pull back on their spending. That's going to have an effect on the economy.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, and let's see here. Jeff is, oh, by the way, good morning, Jeff. Hopefully this is a tipping point to the breakup of California.
Well, that's a really
meaning your election.
Well, right, meaning the recall, exactly. Yeah. Because when you look at some of these different counties that actually voted for the recall, in other words, yes, to recall the governor, there, of course, Orange County, that's a lost cause at least for this go-around. But you're seeing a lot of these different counties, Kern County, Inyo County, counties up in the northern part of California, Shasta County, Lassen County, Plumas County, and others. They're not hugely populous. But it does show that there, again, the division in California, that the idea that it's ungovernable, basically, may start to get a little more steam, but I don't think it would go anywhere anytime soon. But it does show the disconnect between Sacramento and especially the heavily populated coastal region of California with the rest of California, which is not, California is not all the same. It's very different. It's a big state. And
well,
especially when you have the farmers and what are we going to do with the water? I mean, I could go on.
When I look at where Larry Elder won counties, it's pretty much the northern part of Florida, I-80 North, but nothing along the I-5 corridor. That's pretty ironic. All the way down the I-5 corridor, all the way down to Mexico, it's all Gavin Newsom.
Well, right. And again, it's these heavily populated coastal regions and so forth. And again, this is what, in a larger section, this is what the Democrats want to rely on. This is one of the reasons they want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want the East Coast and the West Coast basically to pick the president for now until the end of time. And that's why one of the reasons why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because the people in Central California, Northern California, who are concerned with agriculture and water and this kind of stuff too, you know, they're left out of the mix.
Yeah.
Because, and this is where you get to what you may be able to term as tyranny of the majority.
Yeah. And all of Southern California went for Gavin Newsom. All of them.
That's right. That's right.
And all the way over to Arizona.
Yeah, and this would have been, you know, in a different day, and the back in the day, it would have never been like that.
No. Nope. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Ain't got another great song lined up for you, so don't go nowhere. We will be right back, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break right here. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia way. And by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Don't forget, you can join the Drivers Club, get points for the fuel you buy, get points for the food you buy, as well as the supplies that you buy in the trucker store. And before you know it, you're going to have a lot of money in big old account, the points that you get. It's just like having money. It's like having money in the bank, and you'll be able to use it to deduct off your food or whatever you buy in the store. Now, unfortunately, you can't use it on fuel, but you can use it on anything else along the line. All righty. Here we go, an oldie but goodie. Let's get it going.
I'm
the day when the Beatles were around and the Animals showed up, this was another group that came over with Herman's Hermits, the Dave Clark Five. You remember this one, Kyle?
Yeah, now it sounds familiar to me. I think that's 1963.
What'd you say?
Yeah, 1963, I think.
That's right, yep. And, of course, they all had the blazers on and turtlenecks, white turtlenecks, and white pants, and it was really quite the thing to see with these guys. Dave Clark Five. It was a good band. They were a good band.
Yeah, well, I mean, their sound is really good, and it definitely fits right into the era there, yeah.
All righty, well, let me read this real quick and then turn it over to you. Heavy rainfall from Nicholas will impact the northern Gulf Coast through early Friday with potentially life-threatening flash and urban flooding and widespread minor to isolated river flooding as well. Isolated strong to severe storms are possible across the Ohio Valley today into the northeast, pretty much along I-80 and I-90, with threats of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes along the way. What's going on out west, Kyle?
Well, Captain, we're going to start up in northern Idaho tonight. We've got a freeze watch going on. This is going to be parts of western Montana there along the Idaho border, just north of Coeur d'Alene through an area called Sandpoint. This along Highway 95 there, and this is going to go over into the eastern part of Washington as well, into the Colville area. Freeze watch we're watching tonight. Then also you've got fire weather warning. A little bit of different story over in eastern and southern Montana, Billings and Bozeman, for example, up towards Glasgow. You've got the fire weather warning. That means low humidity and gusty winds. Same story in southern Wyoming, almost the entire southern half of the state. They're covered by a fire weather watch. Temperatures going down a little bit in the southwest. We don't have the excessive heat warnings there, but we still may see some high temperatures, but right now it's not going to be excessive, as they say. So you got some smooth sailing tonight in the southwest.
All right, well, I'm going to go up north first. I'm going to go around the Ohio Valley. East of Cleveland, along I-80 and I-90, there's an area of weather right now that's going to be developing, and it looks like there's going to be some severe thunderstorms in there. It's also going to go up along the Lake Erie, up towards Erie, Pennsylvania, and some of it may go across New York State, central New York, all the way over towards New England over the course of the next day, but you're going to see it going across Pennsylvania too, pretty much along I-80. So this area of weather, this is where you're going to have some severe thunderstorms and flash flooding, and might have a windy version of a tornado or so over there. We'll see. Now, down below, the rain from Nicholas is centered over Louisiana, all of southern Louisiana, I-10, I-12, you're totally saturated with water. And then over into Mississippi, I-10, totally saturated with water and flooding. And it's into southern Alabama, over through Mobile, over into Pensacola, Florida, and might be a little bit further east than that right now, but it's right there about 10, 15 miles into Florida. Not sure if it's going to continue to come this way or not. It all depends. But right now it's pretty much settling right where it's at, Kyle, and staying right put.
Exactly, yes.
All righty. Well, let me see here. One last little thing before I let you go, and that is this is going to be the morning after the night before. We've already talked about the fact that Gavin Newsom is still going to be the governor. But real quick, what's going to change? You got 30 seconds.
Well, for one thing, I think that they're going to see this as a referendum on all the COVID protocols and so forth. So I think that could be become the roadmap for many of the Democrats, especially as we head towards 2022. It doesn't bode well, but they think they got a winner with that.
Okay. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we move over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Big-time shockwave hit California last night. I was watching Tom Del Beccaro when he was on Newsmax talking about what happened, and he said, well, Gavin, something along the lines of, well, Gavin Newsom bought the election with his $600 and $1,100 checks that he was giving people.
Well, it's hard for Larry Elder to compete when his war chest was about $10
million.
Gavin Newsom's was really unlimited. Not only was he using state funds to, you know, buy off voters, but, two, he had a war chest of about $70 million.
Yep.
And he pulled all the levers of power that he possibly could. So this really tells us that the machine of indoctrination of progressives is a whole lot more robust than we think it is. I mean, these people don't understand the misery that they live in. It's really remarkable to me. Furthermore, I would also say that there is so much work to necessarily do because they used every vote against Newsom was a Trump vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case. I mean, these people were voting for survival.
Yeah. Coronavirus was a big thing, I think, because they scared the bejesus out of them with that one.
Well, it is a kind of a hybrid thing there because the coronavirus is what was used to really destroy businesses, you know, by closing them and shuttering them. Now, what a lot of people don't know is a lot of small businesses are going to get evicted in the next month.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And by the way, I'm going to give you a code word. Peril. P-E-R-I-L. Peril. Tell you what that's all about when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.